Bedtime Stories is recorded and produced in the Coastside Buzz Studios by Michelle Dragony.
Wigglebutts and Upfaces, a child's primer for beginning swimming. Hearts and hugs to Hans, Liesl, Anya, and Eric. Guess what, asked Mom one spring evening. Ingrid Good, 4 years old, was sitting in her chair at dinner. Her brother Alex, who liked to say he was almost three, was just walking in and asked back, "What? I can't guess." "Oh, Alex," said Ingrid, "you always say that. You are supposed to try and guess. I heard the phone ring tonight, and Mommy was talking to Uncle Stephen. It's about Uncle Stephen's cabin, isn't it, Mommy?" Alex muttered, "I was going to say that," as he started to eat. Mom smiled a merry smile and ruffled Alex's uncombed hair. "Yes, it is about Uncle Stephen's cabin in the mountains. We've been invited to use the house for one whole month this summer. There's a swimming pool and a lake. It's time you both started swim lessons again. It's been much too long." Alex stopped eating when he heard Mommy say swim lessons. Suddenly, this surprise was not so great. Mommy continued, "Mrs. Driscoll down the street has her baby swimming. She says the baby is getting lots of exercise and beginning to make friends with the teachers. Best of all," Mom winks at Father, "little Jill takes such good naps on swim days." Daddy smiled back. "I'll call tomorrow morning," she said to Daddy. "Right now it's bath time," announced Daddy. "Ingrid, you like the water. Why don't you practice blowing those bubbles under the water? Alex, let's shampoo your hair and get you used to the water around your face. We can begin our swim lessons right now." The next day, Mrs. Good picked up the children at nursery school. "We are going to visit the swim school right now," she informed them. Ingrid cheered, but Alex was quiet. He wished he felt braver. Part of him really wanted to learn how to swim, but part of him just wanted to go home. As they walked through an office and into a pool room, Alex and Ingrid could feel how warm and wet the air was. This was an indoor pool, so they could swim in the winter, too. It smelled strange, and sounds echoed a little. There, in the middle of the big room, was a giant blue pool of water. The Good family sat in chairs around the pool and watched their neighbor, baby Jill, playing with toys during her lesson. She was having a good time with her mommy. Alex noticed the teacher took the baby and swam with her underwater. Little Jill Driscoll held her breath and kicked her legs very hard. The teacher brought her back up and said, "Good girl." Baby Jill blinked her eyes and asked, "Back to mommy?" "Okay," said the swim teacher, "but let's swim to her." In a few minutes, the baby's class was over. In the next class, the children were Alex and Ingrid's age. The boys and girls did some underwater dunks while holding their breaths and then kicked their feet, finishing with a little swim by themselves back to the pool stairs. Ingrid told her mom how excited she was to swim like the other children. Alex thought and thought about all he had seen. When they returned home, Alex went straight to his room. He decided to play swim teacher with his stuffed animals. He wanted to try these things alone in his room. "Okay, little bear, hold your breath and jump to me," he called out. "Now, bunny, it's your turn to pick up a ring in the water," Alex commanded. Beginning to enjoy this game, Alex lined up his swim students and said, "Watch me put my face down and kick to the stairs. It's easy if you say, 'I think I can.'" Alex remembered the swim teacher said that a lot. He felt better about going to swim lessons already. He was going to practice again in the bathtub tonight. Ingrid and Alex, with their swimsuits and towels, started lessons the next week. Leah, their teacher, said Ingrid could use a kickboard to practice because she could already hold her breath underwater and blow bubbles. Leah held Alex and smiled at him. He tried to smile back. "Let's count together and go underwater, okay, Alex?" asked Leah. Alex changed his mind. He did not want to get his face wet. He started to cry. "Learning to swim is not easy for everyone, Alex," said Leah, but I'm here to help you, and we can't swim without being underwater. Let's do it together. Crying only makes you choke. It gets easier when we practice. Mommy, sitting on the deck, firmly reminded him about the pool rules. She would have to leave if he fussed. Alex really wanted her to stay. Although he was shaking, Alex listened to Leah. The first time he got his face wet, he almost did cry because the water went down his throat and made him cough. Leah gave him a hug, and they tried again. This time he did it. Ingrid, Mommy, and Leah all clapped. Suddenly, he felt so proud. He had learned to hold his breath underwater. Swimming was getting easier all the time. While Ingrid was learning how to put her breathing and kicking together, Alex practiced picking up rings at the stairs. He was doing it by himself. Sometimes he forgot and swallowed the water, but he didn't cry anymore. Soon, the lesson was over. Later during dinner, Daddy said, "I'm so happy for both of you." And Ingrid said, "If I learn how to breathe with my dog paddle, I will earn a ribbon." Leah calls this up faces to remind me to come up, spout, get a breath, and then go back down. Alex wanted a ribbon too, but that all sounded like a lot of work to him. He just wanted to swim without feeling scared, and now he could. Many weeks later, Alex also earned a ribbon for doing up faces. By this time, he had decided this was just a lot of fun. Ingrid was learning how to do a different kind of swimming. She was practicing floating while doing big arms, which is how her parents swam. But the most fun was learning wiggle butts, a silly name for dolphin kicks. Leah asked Ingrid to pretend to be a mermaid. Ingrid liked being a mermaid, and Alex, now that he could do up faces, wanted to learn wiggle butts too. Leah reminded the children about some safety rules for their vacation. This is what she wrote. 1. Ask permission to go swimming. 2. Never swim by yourself. Someone should watch you. 3. Do not swim to save a person that is in trouble in the water. Call for help first and throw something that floats to them if possible. 4. Good swimmers always use life vests in boats and rafts. "Thank you, Leah," said Alex and Ingrid together. "We are excited about our swimming vacation this summer," added Ingrid. "And we'll be back to learn more swimming," promised Alex with a big smile. "We like to swim." The end.